When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Coming up on Sunday is the National Day of Mourning, where Canada gathers to remember those who lost their life on the job. I chat with Omar Hussein, the president of the Wood Buffalo and Labor District Council, as well as the Fort McMurray Lac-La-Biche MLA and Minister of Energy and Minerals, Brian Jean, and Fort McMurray Cold Lake Member of Parliament, Layla Goodridge. Joining me on the phone here today is Omar Hussein, the president of the Wood Buffalo and Labor District Council. Omar, how's it going here today?
Not bad, man, Ryan. Thank you for having me. It's been a good day so far.
Hey, great to have you here on the show, Omar. National Day of Mourning coming up on Sunday. What is this day all about?
So this day is, the National Day of Mourning was established by the Canadian Labour Congress in 1984. It was just recognized by the Government of Canada in 1990. And the day is basically to remember workers that have lost their lives or suffered injuries or illnesses due to their work. So the day where union activists, members of the community all come together to recognize the people that are no longer with us because they showed up to work and weren't able to go home that night.
As the president of the Wood Buffalo and Labor District Council, what significance does the Canadian National Day of Mourning hold for you personally and for the community at large?
So for us, we represent union members in Fort McMurray and the Fort McMurray region. And one of our reasons why we are really eager to hold this day of remembrance is industrial injuries have been significant in our region. To give you an example, Ryan, for the last year that we have statistics for, in 2022, over 993 Canadians died at work. That's almost three Canadians every single day. And more locally, in our province, in Alberta, 165 people died in 2023, many of them here in Fort McMurray. So coming together with union activists, representatives from the oil industry, and also from the municipality of Wood Buffalo, we're here to remember these people that we've lost and to ensure that we can all work together to make sure that everybody gets home safely after a long day of work.
In your opinion, what are some of the more pressing safety challenges faced by workers in Canada today?
Some of the pressing challenges that we continually see is the lack of adequate training. Workers can be healthy and safety if they're not provided appropriate training. And the other thing that we see constantly is the lack of workers. There's a worker shortage going on, so workers are asked to do more with less. That leads to cutting corners. That leads to an inadequate safety environment being present at work sites, and that ultimately leads to burnout. And we know that a worker that's burnt out is a worker that's not going to be working safely. So it's one of the biggest issues we face, whether that's in the public sector with public sector workers in healthcare, or if it's in the private sector with workers that work in industry. And the other thing that we also see is a lack of enforcement. We do have strong on health and safety regulations in this province, but unfortunately, stats have shown that these laws aren't being enforced properly. The number of infractions has dropped significantly, and the number of inspections at work sites has also been dropping. So we're asking for the government and for employers to really step up their enforcement of health and safety to ensure that everybody can go home safe after a long day of work.
What role do you believe government agencies, organizations, and the public play in ensuring the safety and protection of all workers?
I think the government agencies play a critical role, and that is to enforce the laws on the books. And I think we've seen time and time again when enforcement isn't strong, when regular inspections aren't happening, when follow-up infractions aren't being imposed. That's what causes workplaces and unfortunately some employers to not live up to to their obligations to their workers. And when that happens, ultimately, it's the workers that suffer. It's the workers that end up being either significantly injured, that end up having illnesses at work that are debilitating to the point where they can no longer work. And that's a direct correlation with a lack of enforcement. So enforcement, even though it is the last resort to a health and safety culture, it's the one that is most needed right now, given the challenges that we see across the sector. Like I said, infractions are, the number of inspections has dropped, and the number of infractions given to employers has also dropped, and there's been an increase, a corresponding increase in workplace injuries, if you look at the statistics released by the Occupational Health and Safety Department.
Looking ahead, what do you envision as key areas of focus for improving workplace safety and honoring the contributions of workers who lost their life in Canada?
The biggest thing we're looking for is recognition that healthy workplaces are actually productive workplaces. And I think that's where we need to have the conversation. And that workplace workplace health and safety compliance is not just a good business decision for employers, but it's also a moral decision. And ensuring that when you have a work site or a workplace that has adequate health and safety, that has a healthy safety culture, people are more likely to come to work. People are more likely to want to be an employee of that work site. And it ultimately improves the productivity of the workers and also, the benefits of the employer. So ultimately, it's what we really want to see is just a renewed interest in putting workers first and centering workers when it comes to workplace health and safety. Because when you do that, not only do you increase productivity, you also save workers, and you also empower people to make sure that they take their health and safety into their own hands.
Young workers ages 15 to 24 are considered most likely to be injured on the job. Apparently, a third of all injuries occur in this age group for workplace injuries. Is that concerning?
Ryan, it is truly concerning. These are the future generations. These are the future workers. And you are absolutely right. They burden a disproportionate burden of workplace injuries. And the reason being, for men, frankly, is that they're afraid to speak up a lot of the time. They're usually the least senior or the least experienced worker on the site. And they feel like they would be reprimanded or might even lose their job if they bring forward health and safety concerns. But it's those exact workers that we need to protect with regular inspections of work sites and also empower them to say no to unsafe work. Because unsafe work ultimately leads to unbelievable devastation and loss of life. It's happened here in Fort McMurray and happens all over Canada. And I think empowering young workers through workshops, through allowing them to understand that they have a right as a worker to say no to unsafe work conditions and that their employer cannot take actions against them is where we need to start. Because otherwise, we're just injuring our future workers, and that's not a great way to move forward in a safe culture.
As we commemorate the National Day of Mourning coming up on Sunday, what message would you like to convey to workers across Canada, their families, and the broader community?
The message that I want to leave with our community is that unions across this country and for generations have cared about workplace health and safety. We've been at the forefront of really bringing this issue to light. We are the architects of the Day of Mourning, which, as you said, will be on April 29th at the J. Howard Park in Waterways. The ceremony starts at 10:45 a.m. We'd love to see members of the community come together as we remember the people that we lost at work. But ultimately, that workplace health and safety is all our responsibilities. communities, because we all want our neighbors, our siblings, our daughters, our sons, our loved ones to come home after long days of work. And that starts with us, and it's all our responsibility to ensure that we're all there for each other, supporting one another, because we truly believe when workers stand together, support one another, and fight for each other, that we can make meaningful changes, not only in the work site, but also in our communities.
This National Day of Mourning was established in Canada. It's now recognized in many different countries around the world. I believe over 80, if I'm not mistaken. What do you believe that says about the need for workplace safety, not just here, but around the world?
I think it says that this issue is international and that it resonates with many people across cultures, across languages, and across geographies. I mean, workplace health and safety is a core concept of if you go to work, people want to come home and they want to come back to the people they care about. I mean, and no worker, regardless of what country they live in, what their culture is, what their background is, should die for a paycheck. And I think that's a concept that everybody, regardless of where you are, where you're from, can understand and stands behind. And I think given the fact that this was started here in Canada by the Canadian Labour Congress speaks highly of how much we've come, and advocated for this notion. And we're hoping that we continue to work on this and make sure that everybody understands the importance of workplace health and safety and protecting our workers at the work sites.
Omar Hussein, the president of the Wood Buffalo and Labor District Council. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you so much, Omar, and we'll get you on the show again here sometime soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back with more after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Brian Jean, the Minister of Energy and Minerals, and also the Fort McMurray Lac-La-Biche MLA. Brian, how's it going here today?
It's going great. I'm in the heart of Fort McMurray, and it's a beautiful day today.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Beautiful day outside, but National Day of Mourning coming up on Sunday. What significance does that day hold for you personally?
Well, in Fort McMurray, we have a lot of people that are on industrial sites, on oil sand sites, and these are our friends and neighbors and relatives, and oftentimes, by no fault of their own, there can be a situation where safety or infrastructure is not to the standard it should be, and people are hurt or lose their life. And, these are real people. These are real family and friends, and my heart goes out to them. And I think this day is a day that we need to remember them, and we need to remember to put safety first. There's a real culture of safety here in Fort McMurray, and I think it's important to make sure that we recognize how important that issue of safety is to our families and the people that work in these sites that are sometimes dangerous. And we did have a situation for a few years where the injury rate was frankly skyrocketing and making people and myself included uncomfortable. And I think we're seeing some change to that. In the last year, we've seen a significant change in some of the safety protocols and some of the safety records and history that these companies are going through right now. So hopefully we're going in the right direction, but we need to recognize that although Alberta, world leading workplace standards for sure, there's always room to improve. And the better we do, the better the rest of the world's going to do. And I think it's very, very important, especially to the families and friends that are hit by this firsthand.
As you mentioned, obviously this is an important day for the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo region with workplace injuries and fatalities being recognized. What should people remember when it comes to recognizing a day like this?
Well, just that they're real people and it could be you or your family. So safety first.
Canada was the first to recognize the National Day of Mourning. Now over 80 countries in the world do it. What does that say about how we recognize workers here?
I think it signifies that the world is moving into a place where we have a higher standard of human rights and expectation of the rule of law, as well as workers' opportunities to live in a free society that offers them some rights and protections. Now, it's obvious that Canada has the best rights and protections in the world, and we lead the world. But by example, we can create a better world for the rest of the people here. I think that's what it says. It says, yes, sometimes you have to be bold, but it also says here that, you know, the world is going in a particular direction, and I think most people would agree that that direction is a better direction than where it has been. Workers' rights, children being tasked to work, these things are should not be tolerated by society. We should not have questions on women's rights or things like that. And dealing with people that, you know, do have those standards, I think we need to rethink those opportunities and, as a world, move towards a safer, better world for the people. Because it's all about the people and their quality of life. It's not about power or governments or politicians.
This was first recognized in 1984. I imagine the conversation has only become more prevalent in that time. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that, if you could.
Well, I think it's about making sure that there is some accountability by industry. And, you know, although things are never perfect, we have to recognize that some of our industries are high risk, and we need to continuously monitor, which we do, our safety standards, our work practices on site, as well as our relationships with different employment groups around the province to make sure we make things better for them. You know, for sure, is safety is priority number one, because, you know, if we don't, it will signify, frankly, to many people across the world and North America that we don't have it under control, and we do. We have the best environmental standards in the world. We have the best human rights standards in the world, and this product that we dig out of the earth, it belongs to the people, and the people get a big piece of that. Not big enough, in my opinion, but they get a big piece of it, and we have to make sure our industry thrives, but at the same time that our communities build. And I haven't seen my community, for instance, build in quite a while, even though we're seeing record oil prices and record profits by oil producers. So I'm hopeful that they'll either recognize that they need to focus more on building communities and having more people live in our communities, or else the government will have to deal with it another way.
Young workers ages 15 to 24 are considered the most likely to get hurt on the job. That accounts for about a third of workplace injuries. Is that concerning?
Yeah, it is. And I think it talks about culture. Many of the people that come to work on these sites are often from other jurisdictions and don't have the embedded safety culture, and it is a safety culture, from years of working with other people within the industry. And here in Fort McMurray, we've had, you know, people living and breathing and working in the Fort McMurray area, and those same people socialize with others outside of their particular industry, and that culture, you know, goes throughout the whole community, and I think that's why we got out of the fire safe, to be honest. So I truly believe that what we need to have is a focus on local community building, which means that your children, your grandchildren, will have that same safety culture as a result of living and working and playing in the region. So, you know, I think building communities is directly connected to safety in the workforce, because people that are coming in, flying in, flying out, working six nights of 12s, 6 days, or 21 days, or 30 days in some cases. I mean, those people are not going to be as safe as a person that gets a normal sleep, normal work, sleeps with their family every night, goes to the baseball game of their kids, and then goes to work.
In 2023, 165 Albertans lost their life on the job. What's being done to decrease that number in 2024?
Well, we're working with industry to make sure we have safe workplaces. We're always continuously looking at opportunities to make things better. We have a regulated system by WCB. So, you know, ultimately the people of Alberta are on the hook, and the employees of Alberta are on the hook for not having a safe workplace. So we try very diligently to do that, not just because of the nature of what happens to a person's life as a result of a circumstance of safety, but also what happens to just the entire community that is involved in that incident at the workforce. I've been in the workforce in Fort McMurray for some period of time, and I remember at least one occasion where somebody was taken away to the hospital as a result of an injury to a hand. And it shakes people up, because it's a piece of equipment that you use every day, and you don't really think of how big that piece of equipment is and how much the ramifications of it performing incorrectly or incorrect practices could have on a person. So, I mean, it does impact people, and we need to make sure that we build communities, build families, build safety into the culture, and show the rest of the world what we can do with a safe workplace.
And again, National Day of Mourning coming up on Sunday. Just to elaborate here, what would your message be to residents on that National Day of Mourning?
Let's look after ourselves. Let's look out for others.
Awesome stuff. Brian Jean, the Minister of Energy and Minerals, Fort McMurray Lac-La-Biche MLA. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Fort McMurray Matters today.
My pleasure. Thanks, and hello to all the listeners out there. I really appreciate your support and all your advice. Please contact me if I can be of any assistance.
We'll be back with more next here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Joining me on the phone here today, Layla Goodridge, the Fort McMurray Cold Lake Member of Parliament. Layla, how's it going here today?
It's going really well. How about yourself, Ryan?
Doing well. Layla, what significance does the National Day of Mourning hold for you personally? That, of course, coming up on Sunday. And what do you believe it represents for Canadians worldwide?
It's something that's always been a day to stop and reflect. But it's actually been something of interest for me. My dad did most of the last chunk of his career in a health and safety role, which actually spurred me to get into health and safety. And so I worked for one of the oil sands contracting companies before I was in politics in health and safety, making sure that everyone got home safe at the end of the day, because that is something that is so critically important. And Sunday is a day to reflect on all the people that unfortunately didn't get to go home safe.
Obviously, this being a big one in the Fort McMurray region with workplace injuries and fatalities being recognized, what's something people should remember when it comes to recognizing a day like this?
Well, I think it starts in remembering people that we know that have succumbed to workplace injury and illness, but also committing ourselves to being safe in our day-to-day world, making sure that we are taking the precautions required so that we can go home safe at the end of a work day and that people around us can go home safe. And safety starts with every individual person. When you see something, say something, and following best practices, and when you don't know, ask.
Canada was the first to recognize the National Day of Mourning, now recognized in over 80 countries around the world. What does that say about Canada's recognition of workers?
I think it speaks to the safety culture that has been recognized in Canadian workplaces for a long time, and I think it's something that is to be commended and to continue. And again, it comes down to small, simple things can make a huge difference. A day like Sunday reminds everyone that not everyone has the luxury of going home to their families and their loved ones, that this is something that we have to take exceptionally seriously. And I hope everyone recommits themselves to working safe, not just on Sunday, but every day.
This was first recognized in Canada in 1984. I imagine workplace safety has been a topic that's only grown in importance in that time, but has also evolved in that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's kind of interesting for me, because having grown up with my dad working in health and safety for most of my career or most of my life, he was really proud of the work he got to do to make sure that people stayed safe in the workplace and prevented injuries and fatalities. And so that was a conversation that happened in our household. We did fire drills. We did things. We did the walk around our vehicle before you got in to drive. Some of those best practices were ingrained in us as kids as a direct result of the safety culture my dad was so proud to be able to be part of. And I'm proud to continue on that legacy of trying to bring safety into the daily life.
Young workers ages 15 to 24 are considered the most likely to be injured on the job. Apparently a third of all injuries for the workplace incur in this age group. Is that concerning?
Well, I think it comes down to making sure that we're doing everything to make sure workers get home safe at the end of the day. And these kinds of trends, slips, trips, and falls are some of the most common workplace injuries, and they're one of the workplace injuries that actually has a huge impact. And so applying best practices, holding on to the railing when you're walking up and downstairs, not looking on your phone when you're walking up and downstairs, those simple pieces can have a huge impact as to whether you go home safe at the end of the day. And talking about safety, recognizing that some of what we do every single day can be actually quite dangerous, and trying to recognize the hazards, mitigate for those hazards when possible, and talking about it is really important. And so I'm very concerned about anyone being injured, and especially our youth, because they have so much future ahead of them.
As we commemorate those who have lost their lives or have been injured in the workplace, what steps do you believe are necessary to further improve workplace safety across Canada?
Well, I think a lot of the country could look to a lot of the best practices that we've done in the oil sands region, in pushing forward a safety culture and doing that field level risk assessment that most people in this community are quite familiar with, and assessing the hazards and trying to mitigate for those hazards. So simple spring safety tip: when you're doing your yard work, put on gloves and potentially even glasses, especially if there's going to be some debris coming at you, and that could save you an injury. Those kinds of practices apply very well in a home setting as well as in a workplace setting. And I think those are the kinds of pieces where we can all do our part to promote safety in all aspects of our life.
Beyond legislation and policy, what role do you see communities playing in promoting a culture of safety and supporting workers and their families affected by workplace tragedies?
I think a large part is coming down to you emulate what you know and what you see. And so when you watch your neighbor using his leaf blower and using hearing protection, that might cause you to stop and think about whether you should be doing the same. And I think so much of it is in what we see and the people around us. And so we're blessed in this region to have so much safety culture in the oil sands and in that industrial setting. And a lot of people do bring it home. I see it in my own neighborhood, in how people conduct themselves when they're taking care of lawn work or some of the other pieces. And I hope that continues to be pushed forward, because it really does start with each and every one of us doing the right thing and supporting people through injury and illness in the workplace.
Lastly, what message would you like to convey to residents on National Day of Mourning, of course, coming up on Sunday? And how can individuals contribute to creating safer workplaces and honoring the memory of those we've lost?
Well, the big piece is to anyone that's lost a loved one or has a loved one that is suffering with a workplace injury or illness, I hope you are able to recognize that space, and we're going to hold a space on Sunday to really recognize those impacts and those people that have sacrificed a lot. And going forward, it's about trying to, like as I've said before, know better, do better. And so trying to be safe in all aspects of our world, whether it be at work or at home, and really bringing that into teaching the next generation. And as you pointed out, some of the statistics do show that youth are in that very high injury demographic. And so anything that we can do to try and prevent those injuries is absolutely critical, not just for the worker, but for our society.
Layla Goodridge, the Fort McMurray Cold Lake Member of Parliament. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Layla.
Stay safe.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining me on the program today. Another week of shows here on Fort McMurray Matters has come to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you missed any of the action, you can tune in online on play1037.ca. That's where all of our Fort McMurray Matters podcasts go. Another full week of shows coming up next week, so hope you can tune in for that. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay safe, and thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.